In Jesus' day and time, shepherds were known to share sheep pens, kind of like a neighborhood sheep pen. And if you were a good shepherd, you would have trained your sheep to respond to you or to come to you by them recognizing your voice, your signature call to them. The neighborhood that I grew up in was a circle neighborhood, about a mile in circumference. And so as a kid, I was allowed to go just about anywhere within that mile circumference of the neighborhood. And my dad could step out on our front porch and whistle. And anywhere you were in the neighborhood, it could be heard. And I would know that it was time to come home. It was his unique call to me. And if I didn't hear it, the other kids would say, "Cliff, your dad is whistling for you." Much like what we have in our text. But this shepherd in Jesus' illustration goes even further. We learn from this text that Jesus calls out his sheep by name. He calls them out by name, individually, and they recognize his call of their name. So think about this. Are you amazed that King Jesus not only sees you, but knows you more intimately than anyone else on earth? He knows you personally. He knows what makes you laugh, what makes you cry. He knows what gets you excited. He knows what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. He knows your biggest failures and he knows your greatest achievements. He knows you. Jesus is the type of shepherd that intimately knows his sheep and he gathers his sheep to himself at just the right time. And this is why we love him. Compare this with the Pharisees who couldn't even tell if the man born blind was the same man who was healed. They didn't know him like Jesus knew him. And we also need to notice that Jesus does not call every sheep out of the sheep pen, but only his own. They don't become his sheep because they follow him. They follow him because they are his sheep. God gave them to Jesus, and they come to Jesus. In other words, you were chosen by the Father as a trophy of God's grace to be given to Christ as a gift. You don't have to get tied into theological knots about all of this. God called you out of darkness and placed you into marvelous light. Jesus ransomed you with his blood. God brought you from spiritual death into spiritual life. God graced you with the gifts of repentance and faith. He owed nothing to us and yet granted to his sheep everything. So, rejoice in that, be humbled by that, and live in that grace that he calls us out. When you pray today, please remember Prashant and Golda, our missionaries in India. And also remember the Portuguese Life Word broadcast that's heard in Portugal.